My name's Roderick Munday, and I am the director of the Summer School in English Legal Methods, which takes place in Cambridge every July. The course has taken place every year since the 1940s, although I need hardly say that I have not been the director of the course for that entire period. The course is intended to give lawyers, law students from other jurisdictions other than common law jurisdictions, a thorough grounding in English legal method and to give some understanding of English law in general. The course is made up of two components. We first have lectures, and every day there will be three lectures on aspects of English law and English legal method. These lectures are delivered in the main by my colleagues from the University of Cambridge Faculty of Law, but we also invite distinguished lecturers from other universities to lecture to you. And also, just to even things out, we also invite senior practitioners, Supreme Court justices and so on, to come and talk to you as well about other aspects of the law and the legal profession. Alongside lectures, there is also a program of seminars. You are entitled to select two seminars out of a number on offer, and such subjects as law of contract, law of tort, labour law, criminal law, and so on. And in these seminars, there are six in each subject, you will then be able to gain some more profound understanding of particular aspects of English law. At the end, what we hope is that you will leave with an understanding of the way that English law works, and also, perhaps more importantly, the way that English lawyers think. Alongside the academic side of the programme, there is also an important social side. First, you will be living for 4 weeks in a Cambridge college, and you will be sampling what it means to be a student in Cambridge, living and working together with others within a collegiate community. In addition to lectures, the Board of Continuing Education organises a programme of other lectures on matters historical, political, social, scientific, in the evenings, which you're entitled to attend. The law course also has specific events of its own, and notably a piano recital, which is put on to mark the halfway stage in the course. At the weekends, the Board of Continuing Education organises cultural trips, which you're entitled to enrol for, to places like Stratford-upon-Avon and so on. And there are also other lighter entertainments, notably a ceilidh, where you can indulge in Celtic dancing, and discotheques. All in all, I think that the programme is action-packed, and I don't think many people find that their time in Cambridge is either wasted, or indeed do they find that they're bored. The course normally has about 100 law students, lawyers, and a few judges attending. And perhaps an aspect of it which is worth mentioning is that although you learn perhaps a great deal about English law from the lectures and the seminars, I'm sure that the participants in the course learn just as much talking to one another and finding out about one another's jurisdictions. The students attending the course come from all over the world, from Europe, Scandinavia, Latin America, the Far East, and I think that it operates as a highly successful melting point for people who share a common interest, not only in the study of English law, but actually learning about the law of other jurisdictions around the globe. Of all the thousands of students who've passed through my hands over the years, I would find it difficult to remember any who at the end felt that they'd wasted their time. I hope very much that you feel that this is for you, and if you do feel that way, then I do look forward to greeting you in person in Cambridge in July.